Tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary of a technology that hit the market with high expectations. In hindsight, impossibly high.
What Henry Ford did in the last century for rural America is what this device will do in the next century for city dwellers.
That's inventor Dean Kamen, whose secret invention had two code names, Ginger and It. People in the know used words like revolutionary. Steve Jobs predicted it would be bigger than the PC. But the public had no idea what it was until December 3rd, 2001, when Kamen unveiled it on Good Morning America.
We're talking about the Segway. The self-balancing scooter weighed roughly 100 pounds, could go just over 12 miles an hour, with a price tag starting at $5,000. Now, while many tech experts were wowed, not everyone was impressed with Dean Kamen's invention or his hyperbole.
I believe the Segway HD will do for walking what the calculator did for pad and pencil.
Adding, or what the beer hat did for both beer and hats.
That's Jon Stewart on The Daily Show shortly after the Segway's unveiling. Well, 10 years later, walking has certainly not gone the way of the pad and pencil. And since its splashy debut, the Segway has made few headlines, except when President George W. Bush toppled off one.
But the device hasn't been a failure either. About 100,000 have rolled off the assembly line in the last decade, and the company turned a modest profit early last year. More than enough to require a calculator.